what's been going on. Reuters put out a story in which it said that Senator Kyl on the floor of the House supports revenue increases. Senator Kyl's office immediately got in touch with us and said, we're not talking about tax increases. We're not even talking about tax loopholes. We're talking about user fees and selling off property, and these were discussions and a baseline of agreement when we were negotiating with Biden. That's what his office says. Then I've got an article in front of me regarding Senator McConnell. And in that article, Harry Reid is mocking Senator McConnell and says he's way out on a limb because he won't support any tax increases. Here is what I want the Republican members of the House and the Senate to understand, and these so-called moderate Democrats. You're going to be put to the test on this, all of you. There is a very foul mood in this country. The federal government, this massive leviathan, is putting people out of work. It's taking their homes from them. More government is not good government. More government is bad government. We have a president of the United States who lies to us repeatedly, lies to us every day, who's completely out of control, always looking for ways to evade the Constitution, to advance his hard left agenda. We have people like Harry Reid, who to me sounds half the time like he has dementia. I'm just being honest with you. I don't know whether he does or not, but a test is in order. I'm very serious about this. Then we have Broomhilda over there in the House. Broomhilda, that's right, Nancy Stretch Pelosi, made $10, $12, $15 million last year. Nobody can figure out how. Talking about raising taxes on millionaires and billionaires when she's talking about the little people. All the rest of us know is this damn government is completely out of control. There are too many buildings, too many bureaucrats, too many regulations, and too damn many taxes. And we want it to stop now, and we want it to be rolled back. We have lightweight, left-wing commentators telling us that the Constitution is dead. And they tell us it's dead by telling us it's living and breathing. They mock us. They dismiss us. And I just want to make it as clear as I can, based on the feedback I get. And as a talk show host, there is no better feedback than what a talk show host gets. These are national town hall meetings every damn show. We are broadcasting on AM. We are broadcasting on FM. We are broadcasting on satellite. We are broadcasting on the internet. We are broadcasting on iPhones. We are on every platform imaginable to reach the American people, and they are on every platform imaginable to get back to me. And I'm just telling you, if you Republicans hold firm on taxes, you will have our support. If you hold firm on slashing government, and remember, you're slashing the Obama increases, the trillions of dollars that he's increased federal spending, you will have our support. We will turn out on Election Day. We will man the polling places. Screw the Republican Party. We will show up. We will get you reelected if you hold firm, if you do what's right. And most of all, we want to vote on that constitutional amendment. We want markers. We want a roll call vote. We want to know who votes up and who votes down so we can throw their asses out if they voted down. Smoke these people out. You will have our support if you support us. If you don't, you will have awakened a giant.